Dis nie 'n groot storie nie. With me I've got a wonderful lady. Her name is Shanae, and Shanae is with a company called Inflotech. Am I correct in saying so?
Correct, yes, that's correct.
Shanae, I'm going to ask you to speak right into the microphone if you don't mind. You can really touch it with your lips. Shanae, Inflotech, what are you guys? Who are you guys?
So we actually had our general manager of shared services, Cornel, on the air quite a while ago.
I remember Cornel.
Yes.
Yeah, so Secunda. I tell you what, you buy a beer drink.
So he was explaining a bit about what we do.
Yeah.
So we are a South African engineering organization that specializes in coal and biomass.
No, carry on.
Oh, sorry. So we're operating out of Vereniging, and we specializing in designing installation of mills and spares. And we do maintenance on quite a couple of power stations, such as Medupi and Matimba. And then we also supply spares to various power stations as well.
Okay, so you're talking about mills.
Yes.
Okay, right. Is it really the ball mills, those round ones?
Different types. So tube mills, ball mills. We specialize in all of them that actually crushes the coal.
Okay, I was going to ask. So this is actually a coal crusher.
Yes,
And you've got different types of crushers or mills that you get. And for the power production side of things, you actually need a finer powder form of coal to produce electricity, because it's not just a train where you coal in gooi nie. It actually gets blasted in. The process is different. So this is quite high-tech stuff that you guys do.
Yes, yeah, it is. We're quite specialized in it, but what we really are so excited about is how we're moving into the future, not just working on solving today's energy challenges, but also tomorrow's. That's why we're also creating a new innovations department.
Okay, so now this is the R&D, research and development.
Yes.
But you build the future on the past.
Yes.
So you can look at what has happened in the past, but technology changes. Things change. It's a constant.
Yes.
And therefore, then you sort of have to gear yourself up and be ready for the change,
future.
Or alternatively, implement the future. So that's basically what you guys are busy with at the moment.
Yeah, we're looking at renewables, clean coal technology. We're working into wind. We're busy with a hydro project. Also moving a lot overseas into a global market, such as the US, the Philippines, Turkey. We're busy with a possible Germany project as well. So that's definitely exciting, with some biomass conversions and,
Now, this is my next question. Inflotech is a South African company.
That's correct.
Based in Vereniging.
Yes.
Now, specification-wise, and of course all that, now you're competing with big companies out there, and also by owns what in your bedrijf is for all in Europa.
So
you must nogal scherp wees met wat julle doen, nee.
Yeah, that's actually one of the reasons, because there are so many people in our industry, but
listeners are not going to be able to pick up on it. Just again, for our listeners, we are experiencing I think it's a shaping or throttling that's happening somewhere on the network, and it's not the internal network we use. It's actually the owns daar buitenkant. Dis nie Inflotech, so is the Inflotech was in Andy, and was not nooit gebeur het nie. But okay, the company, how long have you guys been going as a business? Inflotech has been around for some time.
Yes, we were established in 1997, so we've been in the game for quite a while.
Yeah. Staff complement wise, how big is the company at the moment?
We're quite large, so we have maintenance sites across, and we have over 58 office employees. We are actually initiating also an Inflotech Academy to try and uplift our employees and grow with them as the company is also growing.
Have to invest in the future. So bring in the new guys, train them to your hand.
Yes.
Want in die tyd as hierdie ons groot is and they sort of qualify, then they know your process and they stay around.
Yeah, and the academy will be catered to a specific role. So whether you are an admin, whether you are a procurement officer, that whole academy, what you will be getting is specific to your role. So it'll give you all
the couple. Dink ek het so 'n paar gemis.
So we have a R&D, quite a big R&D capability, and then we do engineering and design as well.
Okay.
And then we manufacture and fabricate, and we have a big machining capability as well. So we do from the beginning to the start, from the moment the spare is designed to the moment it's installed. We do the maintenance as well.
So from it's sort of a turnkey solution from the moment that the client has an inquiry. It's a grassroots project. Or a green project, they begin it off on a kant af, het nog niks gebeur. You sort of then involved with the consultancy and consulting purposes, and then you move through the whole process, moving up all the way to where they eventually put the tender out. You guys then get the tender, and then you run with the whole project for and on behalf of the client.
Not necessarily. So,
guys, in. So, jullie werk baie saam met ander besighede ook.
Yes,
from time to time.
From time to time, yeah. But we primarily work with Eskom directly.
Okay. So Eskom, your main client.
Yes.
I want to thank you, Shanae, for
thank
your
you
time.
So much.
It's been an absolute pleasure having a chat with you. I'll be sure to make a copy of the interview available for you guys. And it's just last year, so was it here, guys. My motion for a oomblik hier verloor. Daar, so say, ek sien nie so lekker nie, blink so bietjie. I'm going to do this one. Ek doen nou old school, so bietjie 80s. The band is called An Emotion, and the song is Obsession. Bye, donkey, for your time.
Thank you so much.